And now for some more memorable characters. Your homework last week was to tell us about the fictional characters you just can't forget. We thought you'd send us stories that were inspiring, touching, sweet. And we got this email from Shelley Porterfield in Kansas City, Missouri.
As soon as Andrea said, tell us about your most memorable character, Guy Woodhouse just popped into my head. And it's because, I guess, because it would be really horrible to be married to him.
That's Guy Woodhouse, the scheming husband in Rosemary's Baby. He allows his wife to be impregnated by the devil in return for a successful acting career.
I just would like to smack him myself, so maybe that's, he just kind of gets me riled up.
At the other end of the spectrum, Devin Tutak of Arlington, Virginia wrote, although I never carried around a notebook to write scathing observations about my friends, neighbors, and strangers, I was, maybe still am, Harriet the Spy.
I tend to watch the people around me, and I may not necessarily interact with them in a traditional sense, but I do listen to what they're saying. I observe what they're doing. And sometimes hypothesize about what they may actually be thinking or doing.
Tutak says she's a little more logical and less brave than the intrepid Harriet, but
I really do want to go back and read about Harriet again, because I wonder if it might just be something that pushes me into thinking about gaining that courage and losing a little bit of the logic. And maybe that's what writing is. Maybe writing is just being more courageous and a little illogical all at once.
Here's another good one. Listener Kate Ahern sent in her memories of Bone, the little girl at the heart of Dorothy Allison's novel, Bastard Out of Carolina. Bone was the survivor I wanted to be, but I didn't think it was possible, Ahern writes. Although she was physically, sexually, and emotionally abused, she was powerful. She had a sense of agency. I kept Bastard Out of Carolina in my school bag every day to be close to Bone, to be able to run my fingers along the spine of the novel when I felt threatened or powerless and draw strength. And speaking of characters, one of my all-time favorites is the original Misfit, Holden Caulfield of J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye. Tomorrow on the program, as part of NPR's series In Character, I'll talk with an author and a TV producer about the depth and appeal of Holden Caulfield. Now for this week's homework assignment. We want you to tell us your nickname. How did you get it? Is it embarrassing? Who gave it to you? Send your nickname stories to homework@npr.org. Make sure you include your real name and phone number, or call our homework hotline at 202-408-5183.